Chapter 10. 24 hours in Clanton, and Ray was desperate to leave. After the wake, he ate dinner with Harry Rex at Claude's, the black diner on the south side of the square, where the Monday special was barbecued chicken and baked beans so spicy they served iced tea by the half gallon. Harry Rex was reveling in the success of his grand send-off for the judge, and after dinner was anxious to return to the courthouse and monitor the rest of the wake. Forrest had evidently left town for the evening. Ray hoped he was in Memphis, at home with Ellie behaving himself, but he knew better. How many times could he crash before he died? Harry Rex said there was a 50-50 chance Forrest would make it to the funeral tomorrow. When Ray was alone, he drove away, out of Clanton, headed west to no place in particular. There were new casinos along the river 70 miles away, and with each trip back to Mississippi, he heard more talk and gossip about the state's newest industry. Legalized gambling had arrived in the state with the lowest per capita income in the country. An hour and a half from Clanton, he stopped for gas, and as he pumped it, he noticed a new motel across the highway. Everything was new in what had recently been cotton fields. New roads, new motels, fast food restaurants, gas stations, billboards, all spillover from the casinos a mile away. The motel had rooms on two levels with doors that opened to face the parking lot. It appeared to be a slow night. He paid $39.99 for a double on the ground level, around back where there were no other cars or trucks. He parked the Audi as close as possible to his room, and within seconds had the three garbage bags inside. The money covered one bed. He did not stop to admire it because he was convinced it was dirty, and it was probably marked in some way. Maybe it was counterfeit. Whatever it was not his to keep. All the bills were $100 notes, some brand new and never used, others passed around a little. None were worn badly, and none were dated before 1986 or after 1994. About half were banded together in $2,000 stacks, and Ray counted those first. $100,000 in $100 bills was about 15 inches high. He counted the money from one bed, then arranged it on the other in neat rows and sections. He was very deliberate. Time was of no concern. As he touched the money, he rubbed it between his forefingers and thumbs, and even smelled it to see if it was counterfeit. It certainly appeared to be real. 31 sections plus a few leftovers. $3,118,000 to be exact. Retrieved like buried treasure from the crumbling home of a man who had earned less than half that during his lifetime. It was impossible not to admire the fortune spread before him. How many times in his life would he gaze upon $3 million? How many others ever got the chance? Ray sat in a chair with his face in his hands, staring at the tidy rows of cash, dizzy with thoughts of where it came from and where it was headed. A slamming car door somewhere outside jolted him back. This would be an excellent place to get robbed. When you travel around with millions in cash, everybody becomes a potential thief. He rebagged it, stuffed it back into the trunk of his car, and drove to the nearest casino.